Okay, we are on Psachim Nun Beis Amah Beis. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, and we are Nun Beis Amah Beis. We read a story last time, and we're still talking about the story. About 15 lines up from the bottom, we read that Rabbi Lai cut down a Shemitah fruit tree during the Shemitah year, Kafneyasa, while the fruit were not ripe yet. And the Gemara asked, how'd he do that? Doesn't it say la'achla, you have to eat the perish shvius, and you're allowed to destroy them, la'achla v'lo lahefsid, as the Gemara darshan similarly elsewhere, la'achla v'lo l'schora, but la'achla, we have to eat them. So how'd he do that? And if you want to say, said the Gemara, that, well, it didn't have the status of fruit yet, and that's why he was allowed to take cut it down, but that's not true, because we learned, based on the brisa that was quoted, hadi mischli da arla, if you have these unripe fruits of arla, they're already aser mishum arla, so you see, even if it's very unripe, so it still has the status of fruit. So the Gemara answer was that this is really a machlokas tanoim. Six lines up for the bottom, we said Rav Nachman da amak Rav Yossi. Really, he said, he held like Rav Yossi, who has the Mishnah in Arla, Rabbi Yossi holds Smadar is also Rabbi Yeshu Pri, Upligi Rabbanan Alei. The Rabbanan don't say that such unripe fruit are fruit, and therefore Rabbi Lai, when he acted, he must have been holding like the Rabbanan. Even before we continue, I did not get to mention last time the discussion in two discussions. Number one was the discussion in Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, and Daf Lamed Vav, where Tosfos says, forget Shemitah. How'd he cut down the tree Bichlal? What about Batashchis? We read in last week's Parsha. You're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. So that even if it wasn't didn't have the status of fruit yet. So that's what Tosfos discusses in Brachas of Daf Lamed Vav Mabez. And Tosfos there gives two answers. Tosfos says, first of all, the Yesh Lomar, Delo Ta'in Kava, Delo Shayach Beb Lo Tashchis. Number one, maybe it didn't have so much fruit. Didn't have so much on it. So that's interesting. The assumption of that Tosfos is that there has to be a certain quantity, a certain amount that can be produced from the tree in order for it to be usur. Or Tosfos gives another answer. Inami, maybe the Iri de Meule bedamim lasos mimenakoros. The Oslo Shayach lo tashchis. Maybe the lumber was worth more than the fruit. And in that case, Tosfos also assumes that one is allowed to cut it down. This relates to the sugya of Baal Tashchis, as we spoke about. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about this a couple of years ago. The Me'iri there gives another answer. Maybe there's only an issur to cut down the whole tree, and he was only cutting down some branches from the tree. So maybe that also. But again, there are some scary stories, as we have mentioned, about cutting down fruit trees. The Gemara Baba Kama talks about cutting down fruit trees, creating a sakana for one's children. Again, it's a very mystical / halachic discussion of cutting down the fruit trees, but for sure, obviously, if there's a danger involved, there's no problem. But all these cases are where there's no danger. The question is, how much value is on the other side to allow you to cut down a fruit tree? But that's Tosfos' discussion in Maseches Brachos. By the way, I also ran out of time last time. I forgot to mention the bottom Tosfos discusses how the earlier story we had in the Gemara about Rav Safra, how he was able to take Peir Shemitah outside of Eretz Yisrael. Isn't there an issur of exporting Peir Shemitah, right, or Shemitah wine? And the Gemara told a story about how Rav Safra took it. And that's what Tosfos here discusses. How was he allowed to do that? Was he allowed to do that if you have in mind to take it for business originally? Is that any heter? So that's Tosfos' discussion. Or he did it b'shogeg. That's a discussion in Tosfos. Okay, but we'll get back to our discussion right now. So the Gemara says, five lines up from the bottom, we just said that Rabbi Lai, when he cut down the non-ripe, unripe fruit, he acted like the Shita of the Rabbanan, who hold that it does not have the status of fruit yet, and that's why, forget the Baal Tashchis issue, that was in the Rishonim, the Gemara talks about the Peir Shemitah issue, that's why it was Mutter. So Maskev L'Rav Sivim Minar Hadab, Umi Pligi Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Yossi, Bishari Lanus. Is that really true? Do the Rabbanan argue under Rabbi Yossi? Fine when it comes to the specific under discussion case of vines, of grapes. But do they argue by other fruit? Because the following source is going to show us that by other fruit, they agree that even an early stage of their development is still considered developed and considered fruit. Where, Bahatzanah, the Mishnah says, in Maseches Shvius, me'emasai in kotzin esoyelanus b'shvius. From when is one not allowed to cut down the trees during Shemitah, because it already has the status of fruit and la'achlov lo lahefsid? So machlokas. Be'shamei omrim kol ha'ilanus mishe yotziu. All fruit, all trees, from when they come out. What does from when they come out mean? Rashi here says, Misha Yotziu, bottom line, Tchilas Ha'alin, B'yamei Nisan. Rashi sounds like it's the buds. It's the first leaves and buds. Tchilas Ha'alin, B'yamei Nisan. We'll see that Gilyon HaShas Hashem soon. But let's continue. So Mishamai says, all the fruit, all the trees, Misha Yotziu, when they first start coming out. U'beisil Omrim, it depends. Hecharuvim, the carob trees, Misha Yisharsharu, when they develop chains or in their growth, when they look like chains. Vagafanim and vines, Misha Yagriu. What is Yagriu? We'll have to see. Girua is a certain type of developing into small fruit. Vazeshim Misha Yanitsu, and olives when the nates, the blossom starts coming out. Vishar Kala Ilonus Misha Yotziu. And all other fruit, I agree with Beis Shammai that it is Misha Yotziu. Va'amar Avi'asi, Hu Bosar, Hu Girua, Hu Pol HaLavan. Rav Asi says those three Shiurim are all the same. Bosar, which is an early stage, Girua, which was mentioned by Beis Hillel, and Pol HaLavan. Pol HaLavan, what does that mean? Pol HaLavan is a type of fruit. Pol HaLavan, Talkadayadach, Ela'ema Shi'uro Kapol HaLavan. Its shear is like Pol HaLavan, like a white bean. So now the Gemara says, Uman Sham is Slay Damar Bosar in Smadar Lo, and who is the one that says only when it reaches Bosar, that stage of development, but not the earlier stage of Smadar, which is the Lashon that Rabbi Yossi used earlier. So who is the one that argues and says that you need Bosar, which is a later stage than Smadar? Rabbanan. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. And what does it say in this Mishnah expanded? V'ktani shar kol ha'ilanus, Mishe Yotziu. And it says, by all fruit, Mishe Yotziu, by an early stage. So, we're back to the question. How could Rabbi Loi cut down the tree during Perishvita when it's an early stage? What the Gemara say? He holds like the Rabbanan. But even the Rabbanan agree. By an early stage, it is still already considered a fruit. So the Gemara says, Ela Ama Rebbe Eloi, Ela Rebbe Eloi, Bidenischani cuts. He cut down a specific type of fruit tree. Rashi explains, Tamarim shel dekel zachar. Dates of a male palm tree, ve'enon misbash limbo alamis. Type of fruit that never become ripe. Vigodrino son benison, ve'en misbashos me'alayan. A type of fruit that develop and ripen even after they are harvested, even after they are cut. And that's why he wasn't mafsid anything. La'achlov lo lahefsid, he was not violated, because these are the type of fruit that develop off the tree, and they don't have to stay on the tree, and that's what he did. Good. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas that we mentioned on the bottom line of Rashi, so Rashi here says Misha Yotziu means Tchilas Ha'alin B'yamei Nisan. If you look in Brachas when this is quoted also there in Brachas Lamed Vav, Misha Yotziu, Rashi has a different shot there in Brachas. Rashi says Misha Yotziu there means when the fruit come out, not just when the Alin come out. When the fruit come out. So he asks the Gilyon HaShas here just says, right, Kedarka Bakodesh. He says, I in Rashi in Brachos Lamed Vav, Misha Yotziu. That's all he says. He just says, look in Rashi there in Brachos, Misha Yotziu es hapri. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas there in Brachos, see, he says, look in Rashi over here. And there he ends off Vitzarech Iyun. There he says, Vitzarech Iyun, meaning Rashi gives two different pshatim of what Misha Yotziu means in the two different contexts. In the context of Brachos and in the context of Mesechus Pesachim, says the Mikdash David in his Sefer on Zra'im, that maybe there's a difference. The difference in Rashi is he's talking about two different contexts. Shemasha Kasev Rashi Kan Shaha Iser Misha Yotziu Alim Hu Mishum Shegalal Ha'alim Yim Kedusha Shvius. V'lachin Aser Litzos Eso Eis Bimasa Yeshe Yotzu Ha'alim. Says the Mikdash David, there's a difference between Kedusha Shvius and Ibud Peros Shvius. When it comes to Kedusha versus Ibud, Ibud might depend even before it has the status of the fruit. So even before it gets to the status, if I destroy it now, I'm not letting it get to the status. And therefore, I might violate the Isser of Ibud even earlier. Masha'ekin, if you're just talking about per se when the Kedusha kicks in per se, so then it might be you have to have the fruit. That's why Rashi there gives a later stage than over here. Mishum shekamala alam yish Kedusha shvius. But kal ochala hotzi ha eitz peros. So then in Isser Laksos, so he talks about that might be the chilek. Again, you have to, it's both within the Shemitah context, but you have to, he tries to work out to answer this stira in Rashi that the Gaon HaShas points out. Maybe there's a difference between kedusha per se and the chilek and the halacha of ibud perishmita, which might apply even before it gets the status of fruit, because you're still not allowed to destroy even before it gets the status of fruit. Good. Tana Rabbana, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ochlin ba'anavim ad sheyichlu dalio shel ochel. So now we're getting back to the halacha that we discussed on yesterday's daf, and that was the halacha of biur perishmita. Remember, we discussed the machlokas, Rambam, Ravid. What exactly is the chiyuv of biur, of ridding my house of the perishmita when the time comes? And we discussed the Mishnah in Shvius that discussed the three areas of Eretz Yisrael for the halachas regarding biur. So the Brisa says, I'm allowed to eat grapes until yichlu dalio shel ochel. Ochel is the name of a place. Until the vines of ochel are finished. That's the end time. Those stay on the vines until the end of the season. And that's why, as long as there are dalios in ochel, I'm allowed to eat the grapes in my house. Im yesh me'ucharos mehen, ochlen aleya. But if you find some later ones, then fine, you could eat based on those later ones. Ochlen bezeisim ad sheyichla achron shebetakoa. One is allowed to eat olives until the last ones in Tekoa. Tekoa, we know, Bezvana Zed, there is an area of Tekoa in the area of the Gush. The Mishnah Menachah says, that's where they used to get the oil from. Rashi quotes it, Tekoa Alpha L'Shemen. Right, Mishnah Menachah used to get the oil for the Beis HaMikdash Yushits from Tekoa. So Tekoa also had late olives, and therefore, as long as there's olives still in Tekoa, you don't have to do biur yet on your Shemitah olives. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Ashiach La'achron Shal Gush Chalav. Okay, a different area. Kedei sheyehei ani yotzei ve'enu motzei lo benofo v'lo bi'ikara rova. If an ani goes out and does not find anywhere around the olive tree, at the base of the olive tree, above in the branch of the olive tree, he cannot gather a rova, a quarter of a kav of olives, so then you know that it's time to do biur. Ochlin begrogeris. Next, what about figs? So you're allowed to eat figs, achiechlu page beshini, until the pagim, olives of the figs of the Beis Hini aren't there anymore. Am Rabbi Yehuda, lo huskru page Beis Hini el inyan meiser. He argues on this last one that this page Beis Hini aren't said regarding shvius, biur shper shvius, but it's said regarding meiser, different halacha. Tatan page Beis Hini va'ahini detuvya chayev meiser. These are chayev and meiser. Not that they are, even though they're very small, Rashi points out, not having to do with the beer of the parish fias. Period. Okay, let's talk about this. Ochle b'tzavar, now we're getting back to what we said before. Achiyich leha achrot shebitzavar, the brisa that we had on the bottom of the previous daf, person could eat dates until the last ones are left in Soar. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ochlen al shel bein hakifin, vein ochlen al shel bein hatzitzin. As we said last time, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, you only had to eat the ones as long as there are still ones that were caught in the branches. But if there are ones that are caught in the thorns on the bottom of the date trees, so then you can't eat based on those, because those you can't get to. The animal can't get to them. They're stuck in the thorns. Veramini, but what about the following? How can you say those are the shiurim? Or the Brisa says, Ochlin ba'anavim ad ha-pesach, bezeisim ad ho-atzeres. You could eat grapes until Pesach, olives until Shavuos, begrogeris ad ha-chanukah, bitmarim ad ha-purim. So grogeris, the figs until Chanukah, the dates until Purim. V'yamar Rabibi, Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Basarai Samichlef, and Rabibi says Rabbi Yochanan switches the last two. But either way, it's not the shiurim that are given until the end, Achron Shevet Soar. This Brisa gives different shiurim than the previous one. So Gemara says, Idi v'idi chashiur, who really is the same shiur. Or it says the Farish we had before. Whichever one is later. So there's no stira here. One is telling you the general din and one was saying it. But if you have one that's later in this other context, so then it is mutter. So if you look in Eretz Yisrael, during the Shemitah year, but really it's the year after Shemitah, there are charts. There are charts when one has to do beer. I remember a couple of years ago, in the first year after I moved to Eretz Yisrael, so the Erev Pesach was the Bior for all the wine, the Shemitah wine. And that's what it says right here. It says, Ochlan Banavim out of Pesach. The Chazon Ish says, until the first day of Pesach. So Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach that year was the halach of beer payers, so we paskin generally the minhag almost like the Ramban, that you're mafkir it, you put it outside. Everybody put their wine, all their shmita wine outside, and they were mafkir it. An hour or so later, you could take it in, but you're mafkir it. Whoever wanted to take some of the wine would be allowed to take it, because it was hefker, fulfilling the mitzvah of beer payers shmita. And we discussed last time, daraisa, is it a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah drabanan, machlokas, tosfos seem to say it's daraisa, unclear is the shita of the Ramban, but either way, that's this Gemara coming alive. Ochlin ba'anavim ad ha-pesach. The Shlomo Zalman notes in one of his svarim, if the halachi is just im yesh, you can just wait till the end, so why do we have to have any of these shiurim? You know, you have to wait till Tekoa and Soar, and just say, wait till the end, im yesh mucharos mehen, like the Gemara just said. So Shlomo Zalman said, it must be that at least when you see it ended at these places, then you have to start figuring out if there's anything left. But up until this time, if you don't see it there, then you can assume that there's all over. But once it comes that these places ran out, so then we say, then you have to check, and now a suffix exists. Period. Tanya, says the Brisa, says the Tosefta in Shvius, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Simin Laharim Milins. Now we're just talking about general, we'll see what halachis are the application of these statements are, but first we have a statement. A sign for mountains is milin. Milin are gallnut trees. So if you see gallnut trees, you know they grow on mountains. We actually use some of the afutzin in the process of making a stam. But that's the sign for harim. Rashi says, Avashari lana shavarim ein yafim. Other trees don't grow as well on mountains. Simin la amakim tekalim. The simin for valleys are tekalim, are palm trees. Simin la nachalim kanim. The simin for rivers, anachal, are reeds growing there. Simin la shvela shikama. A simin for the shvela, the low-lying areas. Shikama are the sycamore trees. The alvabi shein rai ladavar zeich ladavar. And even though there's no proof positive that this last one is true, there's a simin for it in the beginning of Malachim. Shineamar, vayitin hamelech es hakeseth b'yushalayim. Talking about Shlomo HaMelech, right after he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, and he got all of the materials from other places, and he had all this relationship with Hiram and all the other kings around with the raw materials. So he sends keseth Yerushalayim ka'avanim. That's our razim nasan kishikimim. Asher b'shvela larov. There was so much money. There was so much trees. So many trees. It says that the cedars were like shikimim asher b'shvela larov. So it doesn't mean that's the only tree that grows in the shvela. That's why it's not a proof, a raya. But it's a zeichel ladavar. You see, the pasuk refers to shikimim, shikima, sycamore trees in the shvela. So l'may nafkamina, we have to have these statements anyway. A simen for a mountain is this. What do we have to know this for? So simen laharim milin, simen laakim dekalim. The first two. Why do I have to know about milin growing on mountains and dekalim growing in amakim? Nafkamina lebikurim. I have to know it for bikurim, ditznan, as the Mishnah says in bikurim. Ein mevin bikurim elam yishivas haminim. Bikurim are only brought from the shivas haminim, the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. That is and not from these other trees. Why? What's the halacha? Rashi quotes, the halacha is to bring it mimakom mishubach. You have to bring bikurim from, you know, a place that has great fruit growing, even within the Shevas Aminim. And that's why these, you have to know this, that you have to take from Milin and Haran and Dekalim, where you get dates from, right, in Amakim, one of the Shevas Aminim. That's why it's important to know this statement, nafkamina lebikurim. If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Menaches on Daf Pedalid, there is a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What happens if you didn't do this? What if I brought from the opposite? Right, it says that Simin Lamakim Tekalim. What if I brought dates from mountainous areas which are not muvchar? So is that kidesh b'di'evid or not? That is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether the halacha of min hamuvchar is li'ikuva or not. Right, we learn it out from Midrasha. But the Machlokas, the Gemara says there, Rabbi Yochanan Amar imhevi lo kidesh. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I bring non-mishubach dates, or pomegranates, whatever it is, it does not achieve the status of bikurim. Reish Lakish Amar imhevi kidesh. It does. Na se kikachush bikachim. Reish Lakish says, No, it's just like if you bring a carbon. You don't bring the best carbon. But in Lamaisa, it gets the status of a carbon. So to hear, Bishlamar Rish Lakash Kadamar Taima. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakash, I understand, he saves a reason. Hey, Lamaisa, if you bring it, it's still a carbon. So to it, still Bikurim. El Rabbi Yochanan my Taima. The Gemara there asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's a Li'ikuva? So Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yochanan Chazi Bachalom. Milsam Alisa, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and he told me the following. May Rishis, the local racious. May Artzacha v'local Artzacha. Not everything you bring is going to work. So he has a drasha to teach me that if I don't bring something, min ha-mishubach, so then that is a din le'ikuva. Related to this, whenever we talk about Hidr Mitzvah, I don't think the last time we mentioned this, but it's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam is tucked away, not in a famous place. The Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The last Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach discusses this idea. Right, we have a machlokas here, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, about if I bring bikurim shalom in amuvchar, how important is that? Is it a davar li'ikuva? The last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim is Ve'ach discussed this. The Gemara there, the Rambam there is discussing all the items you bring to the Beis Hamikdash. If you don't bring the best oil, you're supposed to bring minat tekoa v'chulu avavisha kulang sher l'menachas harishon ein l'malim imenu, different types of wine, different types of oil, and then the Rambam ends off. If all oils are kosher for carbonous mincha, all types of oils, and all oils are kosher for menorah, right? All different types. Ink, right? So then the question is, why do you have the different levels listed in the Mishnah and Maseches Menachos? Kedei leida yafe she'ein l'mala mimenu v'hashaveh v'apachos. To know the hierarchy, to know what's best. What's most muhudar and what's less muhudar? Sheharotze lezakos atzmo. If a person wants to bring merit to themselves, as we're all looking now in Chodesh Elul, yakuf yitzro hara. We have to be kofi. We have to bend our yetzahara. V'yarchiv yado and spread out my hand. V'yavi karbano min hayafe hamishubach biyoser shevaoso min sheyavi mimenu. To bring the best. Where do you know this from? Says the Rambam. Hari no mar batorah. V'hevel hevi gamhu mi'becharos sono mechel vehen. V'yisha Hashem al hevel v'minchaso. Trivia question. Where did the Rambam talk about hevel? The kind of hevel, the last halacha, v'chaz yisurim mizbeach. Hevel brought me from the fats, mi'becharos sono, u'mechel vehen, a kind not. That's the Rambam says. Hashem accepted the mehudar. The hu adin, and then he says, he expands this. The hu adin, l'chol davar, shehu l'shem akel, hatov, sheyia min hano'e hatov. Everything we do should be from the best for Hashem. In Bana based tefillah, if we build a shul, Yehei no'eh mibayis yishuvaso. We have to build it nicer than our own house. Should be better than our own house. Which, by the way, I thank those who have sent in their participated in our shul building in Eretz Yisrael. Those who want to continue, feel free. Go to nofeihashemesh.com. A number of people have participated over the past couple of days. Rambam continues. He'achil ra'ev. If I feed somebody who's hungry, ya'achil min atova ha'matok shebishulchano. I should give them the best of what I have. Kisa arum. If I give clothing to somebody, yechase min hayafesh shebiksuso. Hikdish davar. Yachdish min hayafesh shebinachasav. V'cheinu omer kol chelev lashem. That's the Rambam. The last halacha of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, right? We get it from here. The halacha is you have to bring bikurim from the best. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's even a davar li'ikuva. But that's the Rambam in Hilchos, the end of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. We learn it from Kayin and Hevel. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we have all these simanim. The siman for mountains, the siman for valleys. So we took care of those. What's the halacha? What's the nafkamina? Next. The siman l'nachalim kanim. So the siman for riverbeds are reeds. What do we have to know that for? Nafkamina l'nachal eisan. I have to know that for nachal eisan, when I'm doing the process of egla arufa, and I have to go to Nachal Eisan in order to deal with the anonymous corpse and to do the avoda with the para, with the egla. So I have to do it in a Nachal Eisan. How do I know if it's a Nachal Eisan? If I see reeds growing there. Reeds have to be growing there in order for it to be considered a Nachal Eisan. If not, it's not called a Nachal. Simon, this Rav Chaim Kadievsky Sefer on Hilchas Egla Rufa, it's called Nachal Eisan. Simon L'Shvela Shikma. The simon for Shvela Shvika Nafka Mina, L'Mekach U'Memkar. if I'm selling a shvela, there has to be sycamore trees there. That's a reflection that that's the proper place. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Hasha da asas lahachi kulunami lemekachumemkar. Right, once you say that nafkamina, that's, oh, they can say that to the others also. If you're selling a mountain, if you're selling a valley, also lemekachumemkar, that could be the answer as well. Period. There's also an interesting machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran. Am I allowed to bring bikurim from non-shivas aminim? What if I want to bring bikurim from apples? Does that work? So the Rambam holds, trumas and maisers are from all fruit. So let's see, according to the Rambam. Am I allowed, so you might say, maybe according to the Rambam. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says, ein mivim bikurim elami shivas aminim, ha'amurim b'shevach haaretz, chitim, sa'orim, anavim, te'enim, rimonim, zesim, tamarim, those seven. Vim hevi chusla shivas aminim, lo niskadshu. The Rambam holds, it's not niskadesh. This is the Rambam Shita. Bikurim is only from Shivas Aminim. And the Ran argues, there's a Ran in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Kuf Chaf, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it right here on the Rambam. He says, the Ran argues based on the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Bikurim can be brought, doesn't have to be brought, but doesn't have the status of Bikurim outside of the Shivas Aminim. Period. Says the next Mishnah, as we said at the beginning of our Perek, this Perek is going to have a lot of different topics because the Perek is about Minhagim. Right? The first Mishnah got into the Minhag of not doing Malach on Erev Pesach, Makam Shinagu. But once we talk about those Minhagim, so we talk about other Minhagim as well. So as we spoke of just about one Minhag, was about the Minhag of where you are in Bi'ur Perish Mitah. So now we get to the next one. Says the Mishnah here, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, Makam Shinagu Limkar Behema Daka, Lenachrim Ochrim, in places where the Minhag is to sell Behema Dakas, small animals, goats and sheep, to non-Jews, so then you could sell. Umakam shenagu shalolim kar ein mochrim, and places where the minhag is not to sell, you're not allowed to sell. Right? Different minhagim have a hemadakis. But umikom b'chol makom ein mochrim lahem b'gehem agasa. But for sure, b'gehem agasas are out. So the only shaila is there a minhag in some places not even to sell dakis because you might come to sell gasas? That's the question. What are gases? Golem. So, well, let's stop there for a minute because that's going to be the next machlokas. But there's this different day is about the minhag. What's the reason that we're not allowed to sell behema gases to non-Jews? So there are various reasons given in the Rishonim. Rashi here quotes three different reasons. Rashi quotes, if you want to look in the second line in the Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi quotes, number one, Gazer Be'erabanon Mishum She'ela. Number one, she'ela. Why? Because if I sell it to a non-Jew, I might come to lend it to a non-Jew. And if the non-Jew works the animal on Shabbos in the field, it's my yisur. It's my animal. I'm mitzuveh on shvisas behemto. So that's why it is I'm not allowed to even sell the behemah gasa because I might come to lend it out. Umishum schiris. I might come to rent it out. Same thing. It's still my animal. Umishum nisyone. Third day on Rashi. Nisyone, I might come. He might take the animal, and I might be selling it to him right before Shabbos. And he might say, you know what? Can we test the animal out? I want to see how it goes. And I might call to the animal, and it might work based on hearing me. And that's the Isser also of Shvisas Behemto or Mechamer. We discussed the differences of those two in the past. But either way, those are three ideas given by Rashi right here. Rashi in Avodah Zarah gives a fourth idea. Rashi says the Chashash Revia in a time period when there were certain types of nations that were Chashudim on bestiality. That's another issue. There might be a Lifnei Iver issue. And then we have last one. This is a Yerushalmi, an unbelievable Yerushalmi right here on our Gemara. Imsachim, Perek Dalet Alcha Gimel. Says the Yerushalmi, Malkab Shnagu Shlolim Kari Mokrin, Lama, why can't you sell these animals? Shehi Motsia Midei Giza. Because you are being mafkia it from mitzvos. If you sell your animal, you're not going to have to do Reishis Hageis. Hagas B'chasha Haisa Eiz, what if it's a goat that doesn't have a Reishis Hageis? Asha Motsia Midei Bechora. You're removing it from doing a mitzvah Bechor. What if it's a Zachar? Shehi Motsia Midei Matnas Guna. Unbelievable. The Yerushalmi has a daya, at least at one stage, that selling animals are forbidden. Why? Because you are now, this animal has potential for mitzvahs to be done with it. And now you're selling it? No mitzvahs can be done with it? Oh, that's right. You're not allowed to do that. It's unbelievable. It sounds like a certain Kabbalistic idea. There are nitzotos hakadusha that can be uplifted with this animal, and therefore you're not allowed to sell it? You might say, what's the animal? Has no chiyuvim. I have no chiyuvim. If the animal is not around when it has a baby, there's no mitzvah. Says the Yerushalmi, at least in one day, you have to be worried. The Yerushalmi then has a kasha on this, but how do you say this? Then you shouldn't be able to sell wheat to a non-Jew. You're not going to make a bracha on the wine. No answer given. But it just has that rhetorical question to end off. So does it accept that question in the end? Or does it say, yeah, there's an answer, but we're not going to answer it. But either way, this is five different ideas about the isser of selling different animals to the umos ha'olam, to the nachrim. Says the Mishnah, now continuing, which type of animals are included? Agalim v'siachim, old animals or even young animals that cannot do work yet. Shleimim v'shvurin, whole animals or even animals with broken legs. Meaning we don't make any chilukim, low plug. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda says no. With a broken leg is not a problem because the animal obviously is not going to be used for work. It's going to be yeshechted, and therefore the whole gzeira doesn't apply. Ben b'seira matir b'sus, and ben b'seira allows horses. Why by horses? So Rashi explains based on the Gemara elsewhere that by a horse, the way you lead it is you ride it, and riding it itself is an issur d'rabbanan. So to have a minhag about a chashash issur d'rabbanan, that was never accepted as the minhag. Period. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these halachas in Yaradeya, in Kufnun Aleph, right? We don't own so many animals. But what if you're a farmer and you have a lot of animals? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes. So why haven't we heard of this? Because of the last four words of the Shulchan Aruch. Everything's mutter today. Nowadays we don't follow this minhag. Why is that? So the Shach quotes the Rishonim on our daf. In those days many Jews lived together. There was a choice. You could sell it to other Jews. Jews live all over the place, scattered. And if you're not able to sell it to non-Jews, you're just never going to be able to sell it to anybody. So it's a hefsid. So that's why the minhag was never accepted in this type of situation. And then he quotes, also, maybe we don't have the types of animals that follow our voices today. So the reason of Nisione, Rashi quotes, or Mishael of Schiris, talking about the details, Shael and Schiris, we don't usually lend or rent out animals to non-Jews. So either way, this is various reasons given, but Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Bisman Hazeh, everything is mutter, this minhag does not apply. It wasn't a takana kavua that you need to be uprooted by a bezdin gedola b'chachmo v'minyan. It was a minug, and already the Rishonim say the minug does not apply anymore. Next minug. Makam shagul lechol tzli b'leili psachim ochlim, where the minug is to eat roasted food on the night of Pesach. You could eat makab shnagah shlo lechol ein ochlin. The place where the minhag is not to eat roasted food, ein ochlin. Right, ein ochlin. Again, this is the minhag that some have on the night of Pesach. The Rishash has the unbelievable ha'ara, and that is, why does it say leilei psachim? Why does it just say leil Pesach? Leilei psachim is not like plural. Well, how many nights of Pesach are there? Oh, we're talking about a chutz la'aretz. That's what we're talking about here. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean leilei psachim? So the Rishash says, Lele, look at Tosfos in the beginning of Arvei Psachim. Look at Tosfos, and that solves your question. Right? If you look at Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Psachim, on Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis, says Tosadi, beginning of the Tzadi Testament Beis, I'm sorry, Tosfos says, Erev Psachim. Right? We call it Arvei Psachim. Tosfos says, what's the gear? So what do you mean Arvei? That's plural. Tosfos says, Erev Pesach Rishon Visheni. Even Pesach Sheni, says the Rishash, that's what's being referred to here. There's a minhag also of not eating roasted foods, not only Pesach Risha, but also Pesach Sheni, the night of the 15th of Iyar. That's what's being referred to by the little different, Lele. That word Lele in the Mishnah, that teaches me that it's not only the minhag on the first night of Pesach Risha, but night of Pesach Risha, but also Pesach Sheni. Let's do a little bit of the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav. Aser lo la'adam sheyomar b'sar zeh la'pesachu. It's aser for a person to say, when they're buying meat for Pesach, to say, or at the Seder, to say, oh, this is LePesach. Mibnei Shenire Kemaktish Behemto Vochel Kachim Bachutz. Because it gives the misimpression that you're being Maktish and eating Kachim outside of Yerushalayim and in a time when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So you're not allowed to do that. That's why, as we know, that's why towards the end of Magid, by Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Pesach, Matzah, Marar, we lift up the Matzah, Matzah Zu, we lift up the Marar, Marar Zu. We don't lift up Pesach. We just say Pesach Ashuma. We don't point to anything, even though we have symbols on our Seder plate. We don't point to it, because we don't want it to appear like Maktish Kachem Bachutz, and that's based on this Gemara. Amar of Papa, Dafka Basar, or Papa says, maybe it only applies to meat, flesh, Avachiti Lo, but wheat. Wheat, there's no issue. Meaning, we don't think that if you say, oh, this should be for Pesach, that means that it's going to be for a carbon mincha that I'm going to bring on Pesach. Chidilo, we don't assume that. That's no problem. Demitar lepisla kamar, because I can assume that it means I'm just going to guard this to use on Pesach. But not that I'm being makdish this. Says the Gemara, ubasar lo. Really, basar, there's an isser, but meisvei. Says the Gemara, meaning even already shechted basar, ubasar lo, that was the chiddush of Rav Papa. Rav Rashi says, afilu shchuta kvar. Do we really hold that way? Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Tosefta says, todos ishromi, hineges b'nei romi, todos, the man in Rome, allowed and told the people of Rome, leachol gediyim mekulasim b'lei lepsachim. He told them to eat Gideon, goats, mikulas. What's mikulas? It means roasted on a spit with their intestines next to them. Mikulasim. Belele psachim. And shalchulo, they roasted on the night of Pesach. And the rabbi sent to him, shalchulo, il mali tudus ata. If you weren't a great man, like tudus, like you are, gozrani alachanide would put you in cherem. Shata machlis, yisol kachem machutz. Because you'd be machl karbanus. How could you do this? The Gemara says, Kachim sakadaitach, literally, being machul kachim, ela ema, karov lachli shol kachim achutz. It looks like it. It's karov, it's domeh. Look, kachim achutz. So the Gemara says, we're medayik from the story, that what was the problem? Mikulas in, she'ein mikulas lo. Only mikulas, where it's exactly, you have the intestines outside. That's where, yes, we would say that. But she'ein mikulas lo. And if it's not mikulas, we would not say it's a problem, right? And Rashi says on top, kasha l'rav, it's a kasha on rav. Da'amar basar great, the mechle bepesach. Right, he said any basar, and here it sounds like oh, only because it was gedim mekulas. It was exactly how Karban Pesach is done. But you see, but otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara said no, even non mekulas is a problem. There's a little distinction though. Amri mekulas loshna amar loshna lo amar. Mekulas is a problem if it doesn't say a word because it looks exactly like Karban Pesach. She'eno mekulas, then only pirish in lo pirish lo. If it's not mekulas, if it's not roasted whole with its intestines on it, as the current Pesach is, so then it's only a piece of meat, it's only if you say zel Pesach. If you don't say anything, then it would not be a problem. Let's continue a little more, and then we will see the Shulchan Aruch on this halacha, on this minhag. Rav Acha masni lo laha masni, son Rabbi Shimon. Rav Acha understood this Mishnah of Tudus like Rav Shimon. Like Rav Shimon, that what? Rav Shimon says in Mesaches Menachos. Rashi quotes the whole Mishnah and Gemara related to it. What if somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a carbon mincha from barley? Mincha min sa'orim. That's what I promise. We know there is no carbon mincha from Sa'orim, except for the carbon ha-omer and the mincha sota, but those cannot be given by a yachid voluntarily. So, what's the halacha there if I say, harei alai mincha min ha-sa'orim? So the Tanakhama there says, you're chayv a mincha, cause tfos lashon rishon. We say, you go by what he says, harei alai mincha, stop time. So you have to bring a mincha. You say min ha-sa'orim, so we disregard what you said. Min ha-sa'orim, and therefore you have to bring a mincha from chitim. That's the Tanakh Mishita there in Menachos. And Reb Shimon says, no, pater. Reb Shimon says, pater. Why? Because you go by everything he said. He had kavana to bring a mincha of barley, and he thought that a person could bring a mincha of barley, and that's meaningless. A person cannot bring a mincha from barley flour. And therefore, that's from Shimon Shita, he is Mako. So therefore, now the end of that Rashi, Vahai Machil Gedim Makulas Nami. My karov lakachim bachutz ika. Halom echayim lo karov lavshem pesach. He never declared this as pesach. Afilo, even if he did, he didn't do it shalo kederach hamakdishim. And therefore, just like Reb Shimon says in the context of karban mincha, it does not have kedusha. Maybe that's what Tutus acted based on. He acted based on Reb Shimon. So that's what Rav Acha, how Rav Acha understood this Tosefta about Todos. It was within the context of Rav Shimon Shita. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Rav Sheshes, Bishlam alaman de Tani la Kereb Yosi Nicha. I understand the first version that you had it within the Shita of Rav Yosi, not in the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Yosi, meaning Amar Rav Yosi, Todos Ishromi Hinig. In the name of Rav Yosi, that I understood. There's no problems. Ela lamad amasik Rav Shimon. But if you say Rav Shimon is the one that said this over, not Rav Yosi, Minicha, does that work? Vatznan, Rav Shimon, Poter, Shlohis Nadik, Vderachab is Nadvim. Right, so why they even get upset at him? Right, that, so how could you say that Rav Shimon is the one that said this over? So, Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Umad Damasi Lekrav Yosi Minicha. What if you hold like Rav Yosi, is it better? V'yama Rava, Rav Shimon B'shidas Rav Yosi Amra. Damar Afig Mar Dvar V'adam Nitvas. Rav Shimon does hold like Rav Yosi anyway. So therefore, how is it better with Rav Yosi more than Rav Shimon? And my love, and if we say that, don't we hold me the Rav Shimon Sava like Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi Nami Sava like Rav Shimon? Don't they both go together? If one holds like one, the other one holds like the previous one too. So the Gemara ends off, last line, lo, Rav Shimon Sava like Rav Yosi, V'lo Rav Yosi Sava like Rav Shimon. It could be Rav Yosi does not hold like Rav Shimon. Rav Yosi, in the context here of Gedima Kulas, doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. He doesn't get involved in the Kederach HaMiznad Vimshita. And Rav Shimon might hold like Rav Yosi. Therefore, if you say it in the name of Rav Yosi, it would not be a problem. Okay, that ends off that section. Rashi goes into the more details here. How do you fit in Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi into each other? But now let's just get into Halakha L'maisa. What do we say about roasted items on Pesach night? So there are various minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tav Ayin Vav, Makim shenagu lechol tzli, b'leilei psachim ochlin, makim shogosh lo lechol ein ochlin. Different minhagim. What's the reason for the minhag? Gezeira shema yomru b'sar pesachu. U'b'chol makom, but still everybody agrees, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you should not eat roasted sheep. Aser lechol se salui kulo ke'echad b'leila zeh. You can, okay, I'll roast it, other things, maybe if it's chicken, we'll see in a second, but that's not totally, but if it's, a sheep that's totally roasted on the barbecue outside, that's not totally on minhag. That's a din. If it's cut up, or if it's missing a limb, meaning it's not roasted whole, or cooked, right? There's different minhagim about if it's not totally barbecued outside whole. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, afilu b'sar egel va'of, kol davar she'tan shchita, asur lechol tzli, b'makom shenagu shelo lechol tzli. The minhag includes even items that are not exactly parallel to Karban Pesach, even chicken, even other things. That is the one should follow the various minhagim of the different communities in terms of what is allowed. Again, what about shot meat? What about other things? There's different minhagim. The zroa on the seder plates, that is roasted, but that's not eaten. Right? The minhag is only not to eat it. That's why we don't eat the zroa on the seder plate, or even the beitzah on the seder plate, because the minhag is not to eat roasted items. But to make it, to have it on the seder plate, that is not a problem. That's 100%. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael to have it on the seder plate. Then the Rama quotes the minhag of eating eggs in general, which is not for now. Again, that's Simen Tav Ayin Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue. Ibailu says the Gemara. Todos Ishromi. Got some famous ideas coming up. One famous sugya. Todos Ishromi. Gavar Rabba Havi Obal Egrofen Havi. Was Todos Ishromi a great man? Is that why they were scared of him? Or not? Or they didn't put him in Chayrim? Was he a great man because of his kavod? Right? They wanted to give him kavod. They didn't put him in Nidui. Or was he a Baal Egrofen? Meaning he was a strong man. He was a henchman. And therefore they were scared of him. Not that he was a Baal Meyuchas. So which one was he? Was he a Gavra Rabba or was he a Baal Egrofen? Whenever Gavra Rabba comes up, I like to mention the story of Rav Chaim Ozer and the Ostrovser when they once met, and the Rav Chaim Ozer says to the Ostrovser, he says, "Oh," he says, "please tell me a vart. I know you're a Gavra Rabba. You know, please tell me a great vart." So Rav Ostrovser says, "I'm sorry, but you know, I'm not a Gavra Rabba." Right? You think Agava Rabba is somebody who can tell over a great vart? There's a different definition of Agava Rabba. What's that? That's based on the Gemara in Makas and Nafchav Beis. Where the Gemara there says that look at these people, these foolish people. Kama tipshoi sharinshi. Look at the fools. Dekaimi mikavi sefer Torah, velokaimi mikavi Agava Rabba. People who stand up for a sefer Torah and not for a Agava Rabba. Why? Dila b'sefer Torah k'siv. Why are rabbis greater than even a sefer Torah in one sense? Because in the sefer Torah it says arba'im, you give 40 lashes, and the rabbanan said, oh, you give 39, take one away. So that's the Gemara. Says the Astrofser to Rav Chaim Ozer. I have a question on this Gemara. Why did this? If the Gemara is talking about the rabbis are so great that they could reinterpret the Torah and take it motzi midei pshuta because they could take away a number? There's an earlier. Why do you have to go to this week's parsha? Kiseitze arba'im yakenu. Right, earlier, Pasha's Emar, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and they made it 49. So why do you have to go all the way to the end of the Torah for it? So explains the Astra Officer. No, the rabbis, it's not that the Gava Rabbah is, they could reinterpret the Torah. But what the rabbis do here, they took away one of the lashes from a fellow Jew. A fellow Jew in pain, and they took away suffering from him. That's a Gava Rabbah. So the Gava Rabbah doesn't just mean you can say over a Dvar Torah, a Vart, give a good shear. Gava Rabbah is somebody who takes away suffering from a fellow Jew. On Reb Chaim's Kever, there are two words, not Chefza Gavra, Ish Chesed. Those are the two words that Reb Chaim wanted on his Kever, Ish Chesed. That's a Gava Rabbah. Good, we continue. So, was Tudas Ishromi a Gava Rabbah, or a Bala Grofin Satoshma? So, Everybody knows the following is very well known, but the context wasn't well known. We're trying to figure out whether Todas was a Gava Rabbah or not. As follows, Tashma, spoken about Pesach time. O du darsh Todas ish romi. Todas darsh in the following. Ma roh Hanani Mishal Vazarya. Shem Masru Asmana Kudush Hashem Lekiv Shana Eish. What made Hanani Mishal Vazarya? In the times of Nebuchadnezzar, how did they not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar and the Avodah Zarah, but they rather jumped into the fiery furnace? How'd they know to do that? We'll see in the Bishonim soon why it wasn't in Avodah Zarah, but either way the Gemara says, how'd they know how to do that? Nasu kal v'chomer ba'atzman mitzvar de'im. They dashed a kal v'chomer from the frogs. From the frogs, umat svardeim she'ain mitzuvin al kedushas Hashem. Svardeya, the frogs that are not mitzuvin kedush Hashem, and yet k'siv behu it says uva alu beveisecha v'chulu uvisanu recha v'mishar wasecha, and they all jumped into the houses and the ovens. They gave their lives for the makkah. Emasai misharos mitzuyas esal taner. When are misharos? When are kneading troughs next to an oven? Havi omer b'shasha taner cham. When you're about to put it into the oven, you're about to put it into the oven when it's hot. And you see they jumped in, and they obviously died in the oven. Anu shemitzuban kiddush Hashem alachas kama v'kama. If frogs who are not mitzuban on kiddush Hashem, they gave their lives. So surely we who are mitzuban kiddush Hashem, we gave their lives. So you see this amazing drasha that was said by Todas Isromi. So therefore it must be that he is a Gava Rabbah. Much is discussed here, both in the world of Agada and in the world of Hashkafa. The question that's dealt with in Hashkafa is that, what do you mean they weren't mitzuveh? The frogs weren't mitzuveh. What do you mean? Hashem said you got to jump into the ovens. Hashem says. So the Mefarshim explained, the Bali Moser explained, though, each one of them could have said, you know what, I'm going into the beds. I'm going into the this. Meaning Hashem said they all have to go into the entire Mitzrayim, but he wasn't gozer on any one frog, and they all wanted to be Moser Nefesh, and they gave their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most common answer given. That's the Shagas Aryeh deals with this question, and others. But that's the most common answer given. The halachic issue that's based on the Gemara, by the way, the Marsha here says that it's an even bigger nace because frogs are marine animals. They love water. And they dafka went into the oven, so it's even a greater nace that occurred that they did it. The question that bothers the Rishonim halachically is, well, Hanan Shav Azarya, of course they had to give their lives. It was Avodah Zarah. What do you mean, they darshan the Kavachomer from Svardeya? Avodah Zarah is one of the big three. We had it earlier in the Masechta. Remember, Daf Chav Dala, Daf Chav Hey? We darshin. V'chai Bo, right, the Makoros for Avodah Zarah, Gilar Eis, and Shvichas Damim. Right, how do you know? Avodah Zarah is learned that for the first Pasuk in Shema. Afilu Notel Es Nafshecha. You have to give your life. So, what's, I don't understand. Ask the Rishon, and ask Tosfos. Of course they had to give their lives. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Tosfos first quotes Rabbeinu Tam. This Tosfos appears in, whenever this Gemara comes up in Ksubis, Sanhedrin. So Rabbeinu Tam says, well, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. It was just a statue that Nebuchadnezzar put up lichvodo, and andarta lichvod atzmo. So it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. So really, they could have somehow gotten out of it and not given their lives. That's one answer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says other Gemaras work out with this as well. If you look at the Re says, no, they could have run away beforehand and not been in the position like Daniel did. V'ri mefarish, ma'ro'u shelo barchu, she'kodem ha'maisa ha'yicholom levroach, k'mo she'asa Daniel. That's what the Re says. Why didn't they run away earlier? Why'd they stay and allow themselves to then be in a position when they would have to give their lives? So that's a big sugya, halacha l'maisa. There's a tragic case the Shvus Yaakov talks about. It's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Zayin. The Shvus Yaakov has a case where there was a whole community that was going to be, Rachman al-Aslan, massacred, and a couple of people had the chance to run away beforehand. So the Shvus Yaakov was asked, I'm not sure if this was l'maisa asked at the time or just asked afterwards, are they allowed, or should they, are they mechuyev to run away beforehand? Or do they not allowed to because they have to stay with their town? Ir achasha gozolem gzeira lahavaras das shemechuyavim laharog va'al yavar umiktsasim yicholon livroach imechuyavim livroach. Are they mechuyev to run away? De lahatzel nafsham to lo yehei kima'abir atzmam ladas, because if they stay, it's like committing suicide. O denema al yifreshum and atzibur shemechuyavim litzmar nafsham al kedushas Hashem. That's his shaila, and he says, "Tshuva lechor nira pashut lechor." It's obvious the ain lahem levroach. Why? Tosas and meseches psachim. They can't run away. Tosas and psachim and gimel v'chulu. And he quotes our shita of the Re. So he quotes Tosfos, and Tosfos said it. So and he goes through the whole tshuva. Lamais at the end of the day, he says they're allowed to, but they don't have to. But again, that is his tshuva. But that is number two. So you have the Rabbeinu Tam said there wasn't real about Zara. The Re says that they could have run away. Rabbeinu David here has an unbelievable suggestion, quoted also in other Rishonim. Rabbeinu David says, why didn't they commit suicide instead of being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh? Rabbeinu, he quotes, Pirish Rashi quotes one of the days, Yesha Pirshu, Marosha Nimsru Atzman LaKivshan Ha'esh V'lo Hargu Atzman. Afalpi, you're not allowed to commit suicide, obviously, but if it's to save yourself from being mizulzal by other nations, then you're allowed to, like Shaul HaMelech. Wow. That's a day in Rabbeinu David. So it's a day here, in terms of committing suicide. These are all different suggestions given about Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria. Good, so there's a lot more here, a lot of Haggadah Torah that's discussed. We discussed a couple of years ago in the Haggadah Shir relating to the Makav Tzfardeya, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara. So Tudus said over this drasha, and it was a great drasha, so he must be a Gavar Rabba. We go weiter. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Amar Matil Belai Lakishal Temidei Chachamim Haya. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin says he was someone who helped give business to Temidei Chachamim. And that's a great thing. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Kalamato Malai, Lakish Tamid Chachamim, somebody helps Tamid Chachamim make investments and support themselves. Zoche v'yoshev v'yeshiva shalmala. Shneimar ki b'tzel ha'chachma, b'tzel ha'kesef. You see, b'tzel ha'chachma, b'tzel ha'kesef, you give kesef, you sit b'tzel ha'chachma. Okay, so that's what he says, what told us his Rofi did, how great he was. Vaiter, next Mishnah. Next minhag, makam shnagol lahalik is nehaner b'leilei yom kippurim madlikin. Makam shnagol lahalik ein madlikin. So this mishnah kind of undermines the whole chiddush of the Rishash earlier, where he said leilei. Oh, it must be two. There's only one night of Yom Kippur, but leilei. So leilei might just mean all nights of Yom Kippur, all the years. So you might say that the whole diak doesn't. You don't need to even make that diak. But anyway, the different minhagim about lighting candles on the night of Yom Kippur, lighting candles on the night of Shabbos. Obviously, that's a din. The Takana Durabanan, Mishem Oneg, Mishem Kavod. The Rambam quotes both. But Yom Kippur is based on Minog, wherever they used to, they light, Lahadik Nershim Akipurim, one of the brachas you only say once a year. Right, so one follows one's minhag. Umad Likin about the Knessios, about the Midrashos, Ubim Avoos Ha'afelim, Valgabi Cholim. But where there is a real need, like in shuls, or for a chola, or for in dark alleyways, then for sure you light, because you have to make sure that people are safe. Good Tana. Bein she'amru lahalik, bein she'amru shlo lahalik, shnein l'davar echa niskavnu. Both minhagim, those that have the minhag to light on the night of Yom Kippur, and those that have the minhag not to light,
both the minhag both came from the same place. Both minhagim are to be mafresh a husband and wife from being together. As we know, one of the inuyim is tashma shamita. So, is there more of a chance that if it's more light, they won't be together because it's also l'shamish ba'ar haner, or if it's darker and they won't see each other and they won't see each other's beauty, and that's a reason, a way to be mafresh them. But either way, both minhagim are for the same purpose. Amar of Yeshua, darash rava va'ameh kulam sadikim la'olam yishu aretz v'chulu bein shamar lahalik bein shamar shlo lahalik shneim lo niskamnu ela l'davar echad. They both have the same kavanah. I saw one of the achronim say maybe this machlokes, these two minhagim, are the same machlokes about sohar nasa lateva. You put a sohar on top of the teva. Was it a light or was it just a window? So what do we say there? So it depends. In the teva there was also an iser tashmish. So according to the one that says darker is better to prevent tashmish, then it was a window. So you looked outside, it was pitch black. But if you say light is better, then it was a diamond that gave off light, sohar nasa lateva. And that was the way that it prevented the tashmish in the teva. Once we're talking about lighting, so we're talking about havdalah also. We don't make a bracha on a havdalah candle except on Motzei Shabbos. Hoil v'tchilas bir yasehu, because that's when light was created. We'll talk more about this by the Shem on the next daf. Amar lehu saba v'tema rabba barafchana yaisher v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, you only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos. We'll talk about exactly the reasons for that by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, but just one hour the Tosfos says here, and this will finish up. So we know that birchas, the bracha on bori morei ha'esh, is not a birchas hanehenin, because, not like bori minim sabim, because then we would make a bracha on fire whenever we see it. So it's not a birchas hanenin. The question is, why not? If we get hana from the fire, why don't we make a birchas hanenin on it? Tosfos says, hani mili, when do you say birchas hanenin? Only kishegufo nehene, when your body gets hana'a. What does that mean? The Ritva is a little more expanded. Only when there is something imbibed by the body. That's the only time when you make a birchas hanenin. Right, not something that's chutz lagufo. So only eating, drinking, and smelling. But let's say there's a beautiful breeze, or you see a beautiful view. You don't make brachas on that, because birchas hanenin were only mesukan by chazal by hanaas that are imbibed, eating, drinking, and smelling. All other hanaas, there might be a great hana. I fall into bed at night and it feels good, right? But you don't make a birchas hanenin on that because it doesn't go inside a person. Period. Okay, we'll have to talk next time about Havdalah and the differences between why you make have a light on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippurim. But either way, this Mishnah has a different dais about the minhag of lighting a ner on Erev Yom Kippurim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue.